Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. Hope everybody's had a wonderful Lord today. This evening, we're going to be looking at I think I've entitled the lesson, Missing Heaven. Missing Heaven. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on the either side of the river, was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Verse 5, and there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. Like I said, missing heaven is what we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, like I said, many times we get to thinking that, you know, we're okay, and like I said, we need to think about that. You know, we don't want to miss heaven. You know, a thought-provoking question might be, what if I miss heaven? What if I miss heaven? And, you know, another thing that we don't consider, you know, many times there's another opportunity that rolls around. You know, if I don't do it now, there might be another time that I can take care of this, that I might become a child of God. But there will be some that miss heaven. And that's, I don't know about you, but that's alarming. Like I said, there will be some that miss heaven. Jesus taught this in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. Verse 14, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Now, if you skip down a few verses, down to verse 21, we'll read verses 21 through 23 now. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, John chapter 8 verse 44, you are of the Father, the devil, and your will is to do your Father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And then a third passage I want to read is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? Another thing tonight, you know, many other times, like I said, this truth is recorded. So many other times this truth that we've talked about is recorded. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15, Revelation 20 and verse 15, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Also in Revelation 21 and verse 8, Revelation 21 and verse 8, But as for the cowardly and the faithless, the detestable, As for murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. And also another passage that goes along with this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. And to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Verse 9, they will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. You know, it's never too late to obey the gospel. It's never too late. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Like I said, we're so thankful that Sandra come this morning and was baptized, and we're so thankful for that. And that is, like I said, we don't want to wait. If you know what you need to do, take care of that. Take care of it now. Satan wants you to wait. He wants you to put things off and never obey the gospel. That is what he wants. He wants to pull you away from God. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, 1 John 5 and verse 19, we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. If we don't obey the gospel or obey his word, then the evil one is defeating us. He is defeating us. We cannot allow that to happen. If we obey God and his commands and remain faithful, we win. We win. Because we have victory, and that victory is in Jesus. Second thing that I want to, why will some miss heaven? Why will some miss heaven? Well, number one, lack of obedience to God. Lack of obedience to God. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Verse 9, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Also, another passage is Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. Revelation 22 and verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and they may enter the city by the gates. You know, we shouldn't want to be just a good enough Christian. We should be the best Christian that we can be. It doesn't mean perfection, because we all sin and we all fall short of the glory of God. But we strive to be perfect. We strive to be perfect, and we must have the confidence in God's word to guide us in all that we do. We must have the confidence in his word to guide us. Second thing tonight is pride. Pride. Why will we miss heaven? Why will some miss heaven? Because of pride. In James chapter 4 and verse 6. James 4 and verse 6. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. The gospel can change you if you allow it to change you. The gospel can change you if you allow it to change you. When you put Christ on in baptism, that's just the beginning of life. That's just the beginning of a life of servitude. And many think that we just get baptized and I'm saved and I don't have to do anything else. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's a wrong kind of thought process. But you are a servant of God. And we are a servant of God from now until our death. We must obey his will and continue working for God. We are his hands and his feet, and we must be willing to go the extra mile to bring someone to Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. We must walk humbly and not not proud or arrogant. We must be careful how we walk. In Proverbs 16 and verse 18, familiar verse, Proverbs 16 verse 18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Also in Proverbs 11 and verse 2, Proverbs 11 and verse 2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. We must be careful how we walk. A third thing why some miss heaven is unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. And those qualities are in the same chapter, 2 Peter 1 verses 5 through 7. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. These are the things that we must work on daily, daily. In John chapter 8 and verse 31, John 8 and verse 31, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. We must abide in God's word to be his followers. We must abide in his word. Romans chapter 11 verse 22. Romans 11 and verse 22. Note the kindness and the severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. But we don't want to be cut off. We don't want to be cut off. We want to be able to be grafted back in. And, you know, if we mess up, we want to be able to be grafted back into the fold. Next thing why some miss heaven is sin. Sin. In James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. And that death is talking about the spiritual death. We are responsible. We are responsible for our own actions. And there should be no blame shifting. There should be none of that. Sometimes it's easy to say, well, you know, we hear that when we was kids, and even kids today. Well, he did it, he started it. And, you know, we want to blame someone else, and there should be no blame shifting. God wants us to be honest, and he wants us to take responsibility for our actions. It's okay to admit when we fail, because honesty is the best policy. Honesty is the best policy, and we can't hide things from God. Third thing this evening, what will it be like to miss heaven? What will it be like to miss heaven? Well, number one, there will be no more opportunities. We get one shot. We get one opportunity to do things the right way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, for he says, in a favorable time, I listen to you, in a day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is a favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We should all be wanting to go to heaven. That is our aim, is to get to heaven. And hopefully take others with us. That's what we should want. But now is as good time as ever to obey the gospel. And it's not only that, but it's also a good time to teach someone the gospel. in Acts chapter 24 and verse 25. Acts chapter 24 and verse 25. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." You know, there's a problem there with Felix's thought process, his thinking. You know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. He wanted to obey when he was ready. You know, the gospel should not scare us, especially if we obey it. It shouldn't frighten us away. Like I said, if we obey it, there's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. If we don't obey it, we will miss out on heaven. If we don't obey the gospel, we will miss out on heaven. The second thing this evening on this, there will be agonizing and unrelenting pain. Agonizing and unrelenting pain. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 30. Matthew 25 and verse 30. "And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." We don't want to be found worthless. We don't want to be that worthless servant. In Revelation chapter 14, Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11. Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11. "Another angel, a third, followed, then saying with a loud voice, 'If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on its forehead or on its hand, he also will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.'" Verse 11, "And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day or night, these worshipers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark, its name." This evening, like I said, missing heaven. I don't think any of us want to miss heaven. The lesson is yours tonight. And if you haven't become a child of God, like I said, nothing is worth missing heaven. Nothing is worth missing heaven. And thankfully, you do not have to miss heaven, because the decision is yours tonight. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've walked away from God and you need prayers of the church, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing it.